Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Come fly with me.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am so happy that at this hour we're going to be talking about some places that I know and love, and some of which I've been to, but not in a while. And it's time for an update and to hear what's cooking and what's going on, and get me all fired up to want to go back again, because you know it doesn't take much. There's always a bag packed. It's just grab the bag, grab the passport, take the purse that has the wallet, that has the credit cards, and head for the airport. And anything you forgot to pack, don't get crazy over. You can buy it where you're going. In fact, you know, today I am wearing a shirt that I got in Hawaii at the Parker Ranch. And it's a cattle ranch, Longhorn Cattle, huge ranch, now part of the Park Service. And in their gift shop, they had these really unusual, unique shirts. And I got two different ones. And there's something about buying something unique when you're traveling, whether it's something to wear that you don't find at home. The kind of thing that people come over and say, oh, that's gorgeous, where did you get it? That kind of thing. Or something for your home that has some special value, that's the kind of souvenir that brings back to mind the gestalt of the experience of your travels. And you know, I can remember the whole day in Hawaii on the day that I bought this shirt. And I've got memories like that from items in my studio, items in my home, that items in our garage, because my husband's into cars, where there is a, you know, there's this connection that it's not just about what happens during the trip. For me, it's even more about the lifetime of life-altering memories and experiences that become part of you and elevate you. So, you know, I think about, you know, those really bad days that hit everybody. I can go to this imaginary shelf with imaginary jars, and each one is the memories of a trip. And I can unscrew the lid and put my face over the jar and inhale a destination and the experiences I had there, because they're all in my memory bank. And when you walk around and you've got something on the wall and you've got something on your coffee table and, you know, you've got something in your closet, when every time you look at it, the value of what you invested in time and money to go to those places pays you back daily, again and again and again over your lifetime. So don't view your travels as an expense. View them as an investment. And they truly can be, especially when you know how to travel richly. And today I want to take you off to visit with a very good friend who I've known for probably 150 years now, from when I was on the other side of the desk at a travel company, which at its peak was 150 would have been good, but 1.5 billion wasn't bad. Travel company where I was executive vice president and second in command. And John Kleitos and I used to work together in a preferred supplier relationship on behalf of our offices and our company long before he became associated with Homeric Tours, where today he is vice president of sales and one of the nicest people on the planet. And I want him to share with us what's new, what's trendy, what's happening, what's going on in destinations served by Homeric Tours right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Shows are brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Get ready for another exciting summer as tickets are on sale now for Tanglewood, the summer home of the BSO in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Plan your Tanglewood summer now at bso.org or get tickets at 888-266-1200.
On the line with me is John Kleidos. He is a vice president at Homeric Tours based in New York City, serving up the world on a silver platter for travelers interested in unique, inspiring, enriching destinations. And it's a delight that we were able to connect again. We haven't talked in a while, John.
I know. It's been a while. I'm happy to be here.
I think the last time I saw you was I invited you to a little event at the Burnick Hotel in New York City, and you were kind
yes.
enough to come.
Yes,
that was fun.
Yes.
In that beautiful penthouse.
Gorgeous. It was stunning.
Yeah, it's a brand new property. There's something about new that's, you know, nice too.
Especially new cars. They smell so good.
Isn't that the truth? You know, I don't know if there is such an animal, but we always used to talk about the potential of bottling that new car smell and selling it, and you spray it around your own car. Especially if you want to sell it.
Puppy breath. I happen to love puppy breath.
Puppy breath is good too. Puppy breath and puppy paws.
There you go.
Oh, we're all crazy. Anyway, where do I know you from first? Weren't you with Olympic Airlines 100 years ago?
Back in, and I hate to say, but back in 1980s when I joined Olympic Airlines, yes.
Yes, I remember you coming to visit me in my office, and
yeah,
you were always the gentleman, and so nice to see you, and always so knowledgeable, and you've always represented fine companies, regardless of your path, but you've spent a good chunk of your career at Homeric Tours.
Yes, I joined them in 1994.
Wow. I remember when that happened.
Yeah.
We were already based in New Jersey. We had moved our company from New York City to New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to guess 94, we were probably something like 900 million or close to a $1 billion company by that point. So, you know, the finest people in the industry would come to visit me.
And why not?
Yeah, it was, well, yeah, we did nice business together always.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, what the bottom underneath all that is?
What's that?
In doing nice business, everybody is wonderful when things are going right. What separates this company from that company is when things aren't going right and there are people willing to step up and do their utmost to make it all good. Because, you know, especially when you're in travel, you have people in transit, you have people going to destinations, you got a group stranded in an airport, whatever it is. You need people who aren't going to say to you, well, you know, sit it out, it'll work itself out. You know, you need to have people willing to go to bat for you. And whether you were on the airline side or you were on the tour company side, you were always a stand-up guy, and the company you represented was always there to sort out, you know, you do enough business, something's going to go wrong. I mean, it's just that the world is not a perfect place. And what's important is that you know you've got people who are willing to work with you to bring perfection as close as you can get on behalf of the passengers and travelers that are being served.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really key issue. So it's one of the reasons I've always loved you, my dear.
Thank you. Yeah, and I do agree with that. We're very fortunate to have a great crew here in Homeric Tours. They really do go far and beyond what they're supposed to do in order to make sure that our clients are happy and satisfied at the end. And really, you know, when anyone ever travels, we look at it as if we're putting together their dream. You know, people work hard, they save their money to go on a trip, and the last thing in the world anybody wants to be is disappointed in not only the services at a particular company offers or doesn't offer, I should say, but also the proper location, the proper hotel, the proper season in order for them to experience everything at its fullest. So we work very hard at that, and I'm very proud of my personnel here in the office.
Well, your person.
And abroad.
Well, and I'm glad you added abroad, because that's what I was going to jump in
with.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, you've got your folks in the New York headquarters office of Homeric Tours, but I remember in 2010, I went over to receive the first of two Goddess Artemis awards that I received. The first was in Athens, and the second was at the Rayburn Building. It's part of the of Congress's annexed buildings that are all around the Capitol. And as a matter of fact, my second award was bestowed upon me by Congressman Rangel and Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney from New York City. And the first was bestowed upon me by the then ambassador to Greece from the U.S., his last name was Speckard. Is it Daniel? He's the ambassador, Daniel Speckard. He was the ambassador then, and it was for my significant contribution to the growth and development of tourism from the U.S. to Greece, and got a recognition from the mayor of Athens and a recognition from the mayor of Mykonos. It was very cool.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And I remember how fabulous your team in Greece was, in Athens, in Mykonos, everywhere we went, where we, you know, because you guys organized our travels for this specific thing, and we couldn't be late or not show up at the right time in the right place for the next event. It was amazing. And they were phenomenal. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hello, Matt Simonson at Hotel 1000 in beautiful downtown Seattle. Here to tell you a little bit about what luxury means to us. True luxury is about anticipatory service and a seamless guest experience. But to us, luxury also means value. Since our opening in 2006, we've included as much as possible in the room rate. This means no nickel and diming. Our guests enjoy complimentary high-speed internet access throughout the hotel with extra broadband so you can bring as many devices as you'd like. Sparkling wine at check-in, your choice of newspaper. Complimentary coffee served in the lobby and library, as well as Keurigs in each guest room. A business center with color printer and delicious Mighty O donuts in our studio every morning. Go to our Facebook page now and like us for a chance to win an overnight stay and other great prizes. Or visit us at Hotel1000Seattle.com to plan your next visit to the Emerald City. We look forward to seeing you soon.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
Ireland invites you to the exclusive Cliff Cocknickels. Intrigued by Cliff Cocknickels? It's simple. After gasping at the cliffs of Moore, too exhausted to talk, one starts listening to the chronicles of the locals in Cork, known for spinning a good yarn. Bring a fresh pot of tea, because in a land famous for its wool, the yarn can last all night. Cliffs of Moore, Cork, Chronicles, Cliff Cocknickels. Flex that mouth and perk those ears. Take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com. Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is a good friend for 120 years, John Kleidos. He is a vice president at Homeric Tours and very knowledgeable in the travel industry, its workings. He's a problem solver. He's the fireman with the little hose. You need something and it's an impossible thing. Impossible is easy. He'll make it happen. there are some things that, you know, just can't be done, but the impossible we can always do. So, John, let's talk a bit about, Homeric Tours started out with Greece as its specialty. And as a matter of fact, 200 years ago, when I worked for Viajes Ecuador, known in the U.S. as VE Tours, we were a huge company in Europe. Everybody in Europe knew Viajes Ecuador. Anybody from Spain knows Viajes Ecuador, or South America. The company had 104 offices in every major city in South America, Central America, and 4 offices in Europe, and 86 offices in Spain, and the Canary Islands and the Balearic Islands. We had customers. We were one of the top 100 suppliers for TWA worldwide. I mean, this is a huge company. And I worked in the New York office. And we'd have people come back. We specialized in Spain, but then we expanded beyond. And we had to expand beyond, as did so many other companies, including Homeric, because people would travel with us, as I'm sure they have traveled with Homeric, and they loved the experience, and it was such an uplifting and well-planned, well-executed, everything went right kind of a trip, that the next time they wanted to go somewhere, and it wasn't what was then our core competency, in our case Spain, and in your case it would have been Greece, they now wanted to go someplace else, but they wanted you guys to take care of it because they knew you did a good job, and that forces you to expand your reach globally. So from the core beginning of Homeric, and by the way, the reason I brought up Viajes Ecuador, VE Tours, is that when we had customers come to us after a trip to Spain or wherever, and they now wanted to go to Greece, we partnered with Homeric Tours to do the Greek portion of the trip. So that was a cool thing.
That was way back in the beginning, and that's a lot of tour companies did that because they entrusted the individual tour company that specialized in a particular country because they know it so well. And right. we've done that way back in the past.
Yeah, nowadays, that was in the
nowadays,
80s.
You know, we're now celebrating our we're in our 50th year.
Holy cow.
Existence here in the travel market, and as you mentioned, yes, we specialize solely in the beginning with Greece. In fact, you may not know this, but we were the first company to introduce island hopping to the United States. It never existed before. Said we were the first ones to do that, and you know, obviously we expanded our market within Greece per se, and we're doing very well, and we'll continue to do well. But like you said, and I agree, when you have a loyal client and they're very happy with your services, and they visited the country that you specialize in, and they come back to you, and they want to, let's say, go to Italy afterwards. You don't turn away business because that would be a foolish thing to do.
Dumb is the word.
Exactly. So you know, there's only one thing to do, and that is to get yourself immersed in other areas of the world that we can say that we specialize in, and confidently to be able to say that, and we've done so. So now, almost 50 years later, we're also very prominent in Italy, Portugal, Central and Eastern Europe. Israel is very big for us. Morocco, Egypt, Turkey, Jordan. We've recently gotten into Switzerland and Dubai as well, to give you just a small taste of some of the destinations that we do. We got into, believe it or not, Iceland, though I backed out of it because I felt that Iceland on the ground really isn't ready for the typical tourist, American tourist. Maybe the adventurer, but not really the tourist, in my personal opinion.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that because just this past week, I was watching a Rachel Maddow show where she was showing how the 300,000, a little more than 300,000 people who populate, who live.
That was on last night. I saw it myself.
Yeah, who live in in Iceland came out to support their soccer team. But
right.
she started by saying, this is Iceland. Nobody lives there. And my ears picked up because I know better and I know hoteliers there.
Right,
we'll be right back. Don't leave me. Talking with John Kleitos from Homeric Tours.
We'll be right back.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is John Kleidos, Vice President at Homeric Tours, based in New York City, but serving travelers from all over the U.S., and I'm sure that you may well know of them, especially considering that they are now in, they've reached their 50th year operating the company. And I have to tell you that in the travel industry, longevity is the gauge by which you judge a company. It's kind of like a restaurant in New York City. There is so much competition among restaurants in New York City that if there's a restaurant that's not good, it won't be in business very long, because you have to reach a certain standard so people speak well of you and come back again and again, or you can't stay in business. And it's the same thing in the travel industry. You have a company that has managed to survive everything from politics and the histrionics of the world and, the economic conditions and political conditions and all the other challenges that come with competition in the industry. And you can not only survive, but continue to have the stellar reputation that Homeric Tours has earned and reached 50 years in the business. That should speak for itself. I mean, it gives you some confidence. And I like to be able to talk with companies that I feel good about because I don't want to introduce anybody to a company that maybe is a bit haphazard and that potentially someone could buy a trip from and they're not there to really properly deliver it. John, you mentioned a list, and I wrote like a bandit using my college shorthand skills. There are moments when I wish I had taken a stenography course. The places that you started out serving were, all over Greece. And you mentioned that it was Homeric that first marketed the Greek islands hopping concept. And then you expanded into Italy, Portugal, Central and Eastern Europe, Morocco, Cyprus, Israel, Switzerland, Dubai, Egypt, Turkey, and Jordan. And there's also a special program of a spiritual faith kind of itineraries where you follow the trail of St. Paul and what else?
Well, you got the steps of Jesus, and then you have it's a very interesting brochure. It's our faith brochure, which we're actually in the midst now of creating a new one, which will include Jewish faith tours from around the world and additional Christian faith tours in South America. But what we've done in this particular brochure, and it, believe it or not, it's everywhere. It's even China, believe it or not. We've divided the current brochure by denomination. Right, so we have a section that we call Christian-based tours, which is pretty much no matter what your Christian background is, the itinerary works for you. Then we have the Catholic, then we have the Protestant, and then we have the Orthodox-based tours as well. And that seems to work out very well with the
Greek Orthodox or Jewish Orthodox?
Greek Orthodox. We're going to be doing Jewish heritage tours in a volume 3 of our faith brochure, which the staff here is working on right now as we speak, and I'm very excited about that.
You know, I was so lucky years ago to be in Athens on the Saturday before Easter, Greek Easter Sunday. Mm. No, maybe it was a Friday. It was a Good Friday.
Oh, you went on Good Friday with all the candles?
Oh,
in the
candles
street?
And, red dyed eggs hanging from
yep.
trees. Yeah. Is it Kalanaki Square? Constitution Square? What is that
Constitution square?
Constitution Square. Well, we were there, and we had this fabulous corner spot. And by the way, thanks to the help of your company to get us over there and weasel us in the right spot. But we were in this really great position, right on the corner of where the procession comes up the road. And I want to say we're standing like right across the street. Is it the Grand Britannia Hotel? The procession comes up the street, and right in front of us at that corner, they make the right turn that takes them down into what is the name of the place? I mean, is it Polanco?
The Placa.
Placa.
District.
I always get the Mexican section of Mexico City, Polanco, mixed up with Placa. So I need somebody to stand next to me to keep me honest and correct. But we were right at that corner when the procession comes up and it makes the right turn and heads for Placa.
It's a beautiful sight, really, when you see thousands of people with lit candles at night.
Not only lit candles, but you have, it reminded me of that, the people that went to Washington. And, you know, you have all these, you know, gajillion people and complete silence. You have all these people lining the sidewalks along the procession path, and there isn't a sound. There isn't a sound. And when it's over, everybody takes their candles and they go to a little divider wall or a fence. Many of the fences are those wrought iron metal things with like skinny pickets, you know, but skinny, tall, pointy pickets at the top made out of wrought iron. And they take their candles and they drip the melted wax from the top of the candle onto the little piece between the vertical metal pieces, and it creates a little pool of hot melted wax that quickly begins to solidify because the temperature of the metal helps cool it off. And but before it's all cold, they take the candle and they, you know, paste it down on top of the fence, using, you know, that becomes the glue that holds the candle, the hot melted wax that's now cooling becomes the glue that holds the candle. So you walk through that section of Athens and the streets are illuminated by candlelight. It is the most incredibly spiritual, uplifting, calming, amazing experience. And we went out to dinner in one of those open air cafe, sidewalk kind of restaurants. They've got an interior, but you can sit out in the cars and motorcycles and people walking by or, you know, just zipping past you. When we finished dinner, it was dark. I mean, it was really dark by then. And as we were walking back to get a taxi to go to our hotel, you had all the candles. Many of them were huge. Some of them were smaller, but they were all at various stages of height, still illuminating the walk. And I have to tell you, it's the kind of thing you never forget. You just, you know, it's...
Yeah, it isn't something you see every day, for sure.
No, and of course, you know, for the Greeks, for those of you who don't know about Greek Orthodoxy or, you know, have no friends that you can learn from, Easter is a much more important holiday in Greece than Christmas. And so there is this, you know, over-the-top attention to this very spiritual time. And we were so lucky to be there. We flew back Friday and, you know, regrettably, if I had realized, you know, what we were missing by not being there that Sunday, I would have flown home Tuesday or Wednesday or something and, you know, extended the weekend. But our plans were already made to come back on Saturday. And I was just lucky to be there on Friday. And, you know, so I couldn't be too greedy.
I'm glad you experienced that. I agree with you. It's something you just don't forget. Once you see it visually, it's really quite stunning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, you listed a gajillion places that Homeric tours can take care of your special travel needs. Where do you want to talk? I mean, we've got about 9 minutes before we're done with today. So tell me.
Listen, I mean, I can talk about any of the countries that we specialize in. That isn't a problem. But, you know, my heart personally is Greece.
So let's talk about Greece.
Greece has come back in such an incredibly strong way this year that it's almost overwhelming in a good way. You know, Greece has had its hiccups last couple of years between the economic meltdown, which, by the way, is far bygone, and there are no more problems with that whatsoever. And also the refugee situation, as you know. For many years, they would cut through Greece to work their way up north. That also has now no longer is in the mix whatsoever. And people from around the world, especially in America, have flocked by drones back to Greece. In fact, I'll Stephanie, right now I can tell you, Santorini, for example, in the month of August and July, it's hard-pressed to get a decent hotel. It's already basically sold out, I want to say.
How wonderful.
You know, just to give you an idea. Yeah, it really is. And Mykonos is jam-packed, as always. I mean, it's such a desirable island for many reasons. Especially swimming is just fantastic there. And the nightlife in Mykonos is legendary, you know. And so for me, Greece and the Greek islands is still my number one favorite spot. I mean, I'm a little biased because I do have family there, mind you, but nevertheless.
But we'll be right back. We're going to talk more about Greece specifically.
Wonderful.
And how Homeric Tours can help you get there. Don't leave me. Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickareed Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Your U.S. passport is the key to your international adventures abroad, and is the most secure travel document that proves both citizenship and identity. The State Department's official website, travel.state.gov, has comprehensive information about applying for a passport for the first time, renewing a passport, passports for minors, fees, and much more. You can apply at over 8,000 passport acceptance facilities, including post offices and clerks of court. Standard processing is currently 4 to 6 weeks, and expedited service takes 2 to 3 weeks. If you need your passport in less than 2 weeks, call 1-877-487-2778 to schedule an appointment at one of our regional passport agencies. Once you have your passport, sign up for our Smart Traveler Enrollment Program and download our Smart Traveler app on your smartphone. You will receive country-specific information, travel alerts, and warnings. Visit us at travel.state.gov today.
Live from high atop the Ozarks comes the 1886 Crescent Hotel and Spa in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. Okay, I know, you've heard of the Waldorf Astoria, the Biltmore, the Plaza, the Grand, and now you're hearing about the 1886 Crescent. We're all proud members of Historic Hotels of America. Then let me introduce you to the Crescent. Listener, this is the Crescent. Crescent, this is the listener. Oh, you want to know something about us. Okay, the hotel was built by a group of railroad tycoons who wanted to sell the well-to-do train tickets to what had become the healing water mecca of America. Five stories of limestone sitting atop the Arkansas Ozarks and the state symbol of hospitality. Nuptials, anyone? The 1886 Crescent Hotel will probably do more than 300 weddings each year here in the wedding capital of the South, Eureka Springs. But you know, you might have also heard about this hotel's paranormal activity. Many consider the 1886 Crescent Hotel America's most haunted hotel. In fact, that's our ghostly website, americasmosthauntedhotel.com.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by Dutchess County Tourism, nestled in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley, where you'll find every outdoor adventure on land and water. Spas, great shopping, FDR's Presidential Library, the Hyde Park Railroad Station Museum, events and festivals galore, all set on the site of America's early history. For more info, check out DutchessTourism.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
You know, it's such a joy for me to have John Kleidos on the line with me. He is a vice president at Comerica Tours based in New York City. And they pretty much can give you the world and do it properly because these guys have, you know, they're in their 50th year as a tour operator. And this is a very competitive arena. And if you don't know what you're doing, you just don't last. And there has been a lot to live through in the last 50 years with the various kinds of challenges in the travel industry. So a company that can survive all that clearly has the kind of management at the helm and the kind of team management within that knows how to get the job done and keep their customers, their clients happy and returning. And I met John prior to his arrival at Homeric Tours when he worked for Olympic Airlines. And then after he was with Homeric Tours, we worked together in my last life, helping to make it easy for travelers to get to the destinations that they serve. And initially, the first destination they served was Greece, and the outgrowth from doing it right and having returning customers, clients come back to them, travel agents come back to them and say, listen, now my client wants to go to Italy or Portugal or this place or that place. And they loved the experience they had with you. Can you do that? And so in the travel industry, the answer should be, the answer is yes. Now what's the question? So, but I wanted to talk more about Greece. For people, we only have a couple of minutes, so, you know, we really have to, you know, cover the ground well. You have always done things where you incorporate not only land experiences, but you're capable of also incorporating a Greek island cruising in that as well, so that people, you know, get to see, you know, multiple places, be able to get there easily and have both land and sea experiences. Are you still doing that?
We are. We have 3-4 7-day cruises, and there's also a 1-day cruise, which is it visits 3 Saronic islands, and you come back the same day. So the answer to that is yes, definitely. It's you know, it's an important element in my opinion, because what we found over and over again with our clientele and even new clientele is the first time you go to Greece, if you've never gone to Greece before, and you enjoy cruising, it's the best way to go, because you'll see, and it's very intense. It's very different than the Caribbean in terms of cruising, whereas in the Caribbean, the focal point is the ship itself.
Right.
More than the destination.
Well,
but in Greece, the
islands,
focal points are the destinations at the various islands that you visit.
Right. Well, the islands of the Caribbean, you know, while they have some sightseeing things worthy of being called sightseeing, for the most part, they don't have the history that
right.
the islands, the Greek islands have. So you get off at a Greek island and you've got some, you know, unbelievable
very
experiences
intense
available.
History from ancient times, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, what I call the platinum rather than the plastic experience.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a perfect analogy.
Yeah. So when normally, where do you have people fly into when they're coming in from the U.S.?
Normally they'll fly into Athens, which, you know, and from New York, and now even from New Jersey with Emirates Air, they can fly nonstop.
Now, we have people listening to us in, you know, Portland, Oregon, and Arizona, and
well,
all over the country.
You know, at that point, we have special agreements with the major airlines in the United States and foreign carriers such as Lufthansa and their team. So if they're coming from a certain destination, either they'll connect into New York and then fly nonstop over to Athens, or they'll connect at a European country, connect there, and then fly into Athens as well. So it's either nonstop or at least or one connection maximum, and they can get themselves over to Athens.
Yeah, I was on a mission to fly from just about every Lufthansa had a saying, nonstop you. I wanted it to be nonstop me, and so I flew from about 7 of their U.S. gateways, which included Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Seattle. And we flew nonstop to Frankfurt, and then from Frankfurt you could go anywhere. So, you know, if you're somewhere else in the nation, that's the way to do it. You know what? We just ran out of time.
We did.
Yeah, and you got to come back again. Although, if you had time, I would hold you over into the next hour. Can you do that?
I can.
Beautiful. Stay with me. We're going to the top of the hour news. There's too much to talk about here to cover in an hour. We'll be right back.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly. Pack up. Let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.